You know, the Apostle Paul set the bar real high, you know. The New Testament set the bar real high. And just a mere Gentile can't do it. The average person can't do it. Most of the saved people can't do it. How do you reach that? How do you reach that bar? The main way to reach it is you're striving for it, right? If you're striving for it, it's almost like you're already there because you're already setting your affections at that level. But there's a lot of people who are not saved who are thinking they're already there. They think they're already there. How would the witches know that the end game is love? How would they know that? How would the witches who are not born again, not saved, understand that the greatest thing is love, right? Faith, hope, love. But what endures? Love. Well, love is based on what? Truth. Truth and love are married. They're connected at the hip. Because Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. God is love. Jesus is the image of the Godhead bodily. He embodies God down here. The Holy Spirit is agape love. Why would they leave out truth? Why would the witches say God is love, but they leave out truth? What is that about? I've never unfolded it before. I never thought about it. I've thought about it, but not in a deeper way. Because if you pay attention to them, they're leading people to hell. Is that real love? They're leading people to be their own God. Is that love? Do you think the devil whispered in Eve's ear all that he said because of love? He told Eve, hath God said? He denied God. God is love. So he said, is God telling you the whole truth? Is he telling you the truth? God is love. Hath God said? That's what the devil told Eve. Be your own God. Do your own thing. Think about Eve. Eve came from the side of Adam. The weaker vessel. The devil didn't go to Adam. He went to Eve. Even though 1 Corinthians 11 wasn't written yet, it was still a truth in Genesis. Now think about that. That's a deep thought. Paul said the woman was made for the man, not the man for the woman. So Eve's wanting to be the man. And Eve's wanting to be, because the devil wants to be God. And Eve wants to be God. Hath God said? So the devil put a usurping spirit in Eve at that moment in time. Eve is the flesh side of Adam. She's a piece cut off from the Adam side. God generated Adam from the earth. But he took Eve out of the side of Adam. She's the flesh side of Adam. The flesh is under law. The flesh is nothing but sin. She had to have an authority. You, man or woman, in the natural body has to have authority down here. Now, when you see Jesus, you'll be like him. You'll still have God's authority, but you'll be totally in the spirit walk. Eve would go off the deep end if she didn't have authority. And what's weird is, you see the way they dress and they paint their face, makeup and all. They're trying to get the attention of the man. Even the way that they act, they want to be seen by the man. They want the attention of the man. They want to be loved by the man. Everything they do is a sign. The way they dress, the way they want their pictures in their house, the way they want their... They want to be seen. And they don't want to be... They always say, I got a man. They're proud because they got a man. They're telling the other women, hey, I got a man. He loves me. Do you have a man? It's like a jealousy thing, I guess. Why are they proud to have a man? Why do they feel bad when they don't have a man? Why do they want more than one man? Why can't they be independent? Because it's not built into them. It's not built into them to be independent. When you see women go to the bathroom, two or three go together. In a safe environment, in a restaurant, they don't even want to be alone then. It's not built into them that way. Because their piece cut off being put, if you're cleaved, for this cause shall man leave mother and father and cleave to his wife. Anytime you leave something, you want to cleave to something else. Eve is a piece cut off. She's cleaved from, cut from, and then she's glued back in, cleaved back in. She's cleaved from Adam, and then she's cleaved back in. I myself believe that there are certain women for certain men. I believe that. You can call it a soulmate if you want to, but I don't believe, you know, Eve was a piece cut off from Adam. There's certain personalities that match. There's certain persons that match. Yeah, I know it's all a copy machine and it's all a repeat, so I can't explain it in this short audio, but I believe there's a match for everybody. But the narcissistic movement that's going on is just, they're just mirroring. Why do you think narcissists are so successful? They just mirror back what they think know you want. Because you think, oh, that's my match. They think like me. They're just mirroring back. Nobody's exactly like you because they have all different experiences growing up. But certain personality types, certain ways of thinking seem to match. They match. What's wild is when one of the narcissists comes in, they'll say stuff, the demon in them, the familiar spirit in them, the demon, will say something your mom said, or say something your sister said, or say something your family said, or say something your ex said. The demon takes them over and they don't even know that they're saying what somebody else said. Because the familiar spirit in them is trying to pull you into the narcissistic relationship, which is fake reality. Really think about that. Unfold that for about a year or two. How a narcissist has a demon, knows your upbringing, knows what you dealt with in the past, knows what you like, and tries to pull you into a trap, and the narcissist don't even know they're saying it. And if they do know, it was a voice that they heard from a demon. Being that we're in this society now, this internet, there's going to be a lot of familiar spirits because you've experienced, especially the ones that grew up with the internet and the cell phone, all they know is what they see online. They're more familiar with their phone than they are their family, I guess. I don't know. Might be a good thing for some families. There's some habits that you see people in and you're shaking your head saying, don't you know that's not healthy? Why are you doing something that's not healthy? It don't make sense. Why are you doing unhealthy behavior? It don't make sense. You hate yourself, I guess. Do you hate yourself? Have you been trained and abused so long that you hate yourself? Well, nobody else loves me, so I'm going to drink myself to death. God loves you. God loves you. God has a calling, a mission, a purpose. God created you. If you're saved, you've been bought with a price, not even your own life anymore. So the reason the witches tell the half the truth, because that's what the devil did. The witches say, hath God said? Instead of saying, be blessed, they say, blessed be. Oh, makes them mad when we decode them. They think they slick. They couldn't believe somebody who's not a witch, who say born again, can decode them and see their game. It makes them so, if you study them long enough, you'll see their game. It goes back to Genesis 3, demonic spirit. Hath God said, you could be your own God. You can be your own God. You don't have to submit to God, your creator. You can be your own creator. That's the danger about teaching about the simulation, because if you think it's a simulation, then you think you're God. Some people might end up thinking they're, if they really see that it is a simulation, but it's dangerous because some people think they're God, because I had to put it on pause, sorry. The danger about seeing the simulation is there's a tendency to make people think, well, if it's a simulation, then no, you can't, you're not God. You can use the simulation for your benefit as a farmer, just like a farmer puts seed in the ground, but you're not God. There's one creator. He gave you this simulated training program to move you from the flesh mind to the spirit mind. You're approaching the mind of Christ. Well, it says you have the mind of Christ because you got the Holy Spirit, but you're approaching the image of Christ down here. But when you see him, you'll be like him. Anyway, that's enough.